So please, everybody, welcome Marlo to the stage. Give him a hand.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing? All right. So first and foremost, I'm going to warn you, this is going to be rapid fire because I got a short amount of time. I usually do this in 25 minutes. We're going to try to do it in five. So quickly, I know a lot of people want to talk about a recipe. Screensaver came on. Okay, recipe for success or some ideal steps or a combination of events that lead to a blessed life. Well, I'm actually not here to sell you that today. Instead, I'd like to talk to you about my personal journey of what I call professional disruption. See, advance, guys. The next slide. The script. There you go. Next slide. Sorry, people. So this is the house that I grew up in while they're advancing this next slide. And so I kind of grew up from some very humble beginnings. And with that being said, there were a lot of things that happened in my life that kind of led to where I am today. I'm just waiting on them to advance the next slide. Sorry. I apologize for this. I think they're having a hard time. It's not moving. And I actually struggled with whether or not I was going to show this picture of my house. But I decided to show it anyway. The reason why I struggled is because I didn't want to exploit my background. See, honestly, I didn't want the hand that I was dealt. I grew up in the 48205 zip code on the city's east side, and it was very, very hard. And with that, I heard a lot of things that was discouraging, a lot of things that really could have stunted my growth and stopped me from actually advancing. So this isn't another rags to riches. Go back one, guys. Another rags to riches story. That's not what this is about. It's actually about how I was actually motivated by these tough upbringings to actually be better and do better. But along the way, I made a mistake. Next slide, guys. The mistake I made was I thought that actually money and material things were going to actually change things for me. I thought that, you know, like the Jeffersons moving on up, it would make me happy. And I thought that's all I really needed. You know, a lot of people think, just like Detroit, a lot of new buildings, a lot of cool messaging, a lot of non-professionals like you and aimless charity would make Detroit better and change the dynamic of where we've been and where we're going. But it actually wasn't enough. See, I was missing something. Next slide. See, ambition can drive you crazy if you think about this slide right here. You know you want a good, prosperous, and fulfilling life, right? You want job satisfaction, you want growth, you want stability. But sometimes the unseen of tomorrow can have you in a journey where your world and your senses feel upside down and it feels like things are spinning and twists and turns are occurring. And when that happens, it's really hard, especially when you're first getting started in the business world, to feel productive or like you're on the right path. See, it seems like everybody's on a journey always searching for something. And after a lot of searching, I found what you call social capital, and that's through the power of relationships. I've always been energized and been at my best when I've been around other people and connecting with other people in places, right? This helped me actually move towards who I was instead of who I thought I wanted to be. See, I had to transition from a life of ambition to a life of passion and purpose. I had to find my own personal and professional identity in my own DNA. So the question is, which are you? Are you that young professional? Are you that emerging leader? What does that mean, emerging leader? Do I have potential? Am I not a leader today? Are you the executive or the manager who's kind of been in a role and kind of going through the motions? Are you that lost professional who comes to work and you're trying to figure out where do I fit and where am I going? Or like my wife was at one point, an aspirational and overwhelmed mother who struggled with how do I have it all? How do I have a great career, be a wife, a mother, and a good person, right? But at the end of the day, the question has to be, has your comfort zone become your prison? See, every leader has an enemy, and that enemy is the status quo. See, the status quo is defined as the state of stasis where there's neither motion nor development and where there's no hope of change. In the common knowledge of the business world, as in life, you're either advancing or you're declining, and there's nothing really in between. The status quo actually disguises decline. We're seduced into this false sense that things remain exactly the same, and when we're actually heading downhill, but we're moving at such a slow pace that virtually it becomes imperceptible until we're in this free fall. And when this free fall occurs, you're kind of getting this different sense. And by the time you recognize it, it's usually too late. Now, usually when I talk about the free fall, a lot of people ask, well, how do I stop from falling? That's the question. We don't have time to go into it today, but there's three things I want you to think about. There's a level of self-awareness you need. Self-advocacy, and self-management, because change is always at the next exit if you choose to go that way. See, I've never seen change occur in places where people were comfortable. You could either run towards the disruption or away from it. To a degree, it's a form of self-incubation, right? See, I was a caterpillar crawling on my belly through the city of Detroit with everything I ever needed already inside of me. I just needed transformation. See, to a degree, it's like science. See, I believe that you have to accept the caterpillar phase of your life and enter a cocoon. You have to identify the people, the places, and the experiences that will support and facilitate the incubation of you, not your ideas and not your ambition. See, you have to dig deep and actually drop the ambition. And the hardest part is getting from A to B. See, the cocoon is actually where I discovered that social capital was my fuel and my superpower. But until you incubate you, take a hard look, listen, and remain open, you cannot move forward. And you can't unleash that superpower that I know you all have. Quick example of what the cocoon looked like for me. So for me, family, my personal space, and my belief system are things that were non-negotiable that I had to protect at all times, right? And most people, they live in this box, right? So you got the KTLO. This is your source of income. This is where your income-driven accountability. If you don't go to work, you don't get paid. This is where you gain experience. This is where you build your identity and professional reputation, and you also meet your needs, food, water, and shelter. And most people get stuck here, but that's not enough. The next step you have to do is you have to have a level of diversity in your life. These are people, places, and experience. The question marks are there for a reason, because I'll come back to it. This is where you're assessing the value of learning, growing, exposure, and sharing. You're looking for common ground with people, places, and experiences that are different from you. Next, that's not enough. I had to identify with a particular level of culture, right? So this is where I'm looking for people, places, and experiences that I actually can build upon things with. This is where I'm actually building upon common ground, camaraderie, tradition, history, things that I can relate to. But where the magic really kicked in for me, it wasn't starting a business, but it's when I was able to unleash my creative and entrepreneurial spirit. You're taking risks. This is where you have equity and ownership of your own intellectual property, your capital. These are the things that are so unique to you. And when I tell people, like, man, I do all of this, and they say, Marlo, how are you doing this? I say, it's simple. The left side is the business side of my life. These are the things that I own alone. These are the things that I create. This is this presentation. This is me drawing a picture, a poem. I own it, and I'm also the CEO of my own desk at work. And believe me, in the creative and entrepreneur spirit, you have to find an entrepreneur at work. On the second side of it, this is the relationship side of my life in the cocoon. Remember those question marks? I added it. This is where you have influence. This is where you contribute. This is where you participate, so you don't have to own it and carry it. This is being a part of a board. This is being a part of a group like this. You don't have to carry that weight alone, but you actually have to have some level of business in your life where you have ownership. And on the other side, it's the relationship side. I'm almost done. Now, I know I told you all a long story, but the bottom line is, I'm hoping that this can impact your bottom line. Everybody has a bottom line. Even the bum on the street has a bottom line. But at the end of the day, you have to focus on what truly makes you great and bring it every day, or the status quo will prevail and kick your ass, and you will stay in a free fall. This is not about me telling you what to do. This is about how you grow and move through the world in the way that's right for you, and while nourishing and protecting what matters most and what you value most in the middle. Everybody read this slide. What happens if we invest in developing our people and they leave, but what happens if we don't invest in them and they stay, right? Now, I know everybody believes in that, but you have to walk the walk. Everybody do like this in the room. Hold up their finger. All right, now put it on your chin. Now, how many people put it on their chin and how many people put it on their cheek, right? You have to role model the behavior and the things that you say you want to be. You have to live it. You have to walk it. You have to invest in yourself, right? Because remember, at the end of the day, when you're talking about professional disruption, you have to remember that success is not a straight line, right? This is your plan, but reality is going to be different. How you adapt and how you adjust is most important. And people always ask me this question. And I say, aim high, shoot for the moon, shoot your shot, reach for the stars, but more importantly, don't wait for something to happen to you. Make something happen for you. It will be reflected in your personal and professional life. And honestly, at the end of the day, embrace the famous words of a 21st century lyrical genius. Where's the music? It's supposed to be music. Jay-Z said, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. You have to think like the business. You are the business. The audio didn't kick in. I had some really dope music to go with this. I don't know what happened. And all of this might actually seem inconvenient, but I'm telling you, it's actually part of the process. I know it's become a buzzword, but it really does make sense to run towards disruption. But you have to search, you have to incubate and discover your truth. You can't accept the status quo, and don't be afraid to let others around you help you incubate the potential and greatness that they see in you. And believe me when I say it, I see nothing but potential and greatness in this room. Thank you.